rebirth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. King James Version. A sacrifice to God does not please him as much as obedience to his word. The letters and numbers of his natural law are a prerequisite to a peaceful soul and a free society. All are invited in, but not all accept the invitation. To find peace, the Son must follow the Father, as those who believe must follow the Son. Each disciple has to remain disciplined, and their discipline gives them discernment and then understanding. Yet each disciple was tried as they ministered between the King of Kings and the body of men. Their faith was tested, and therein their fate was sealed. None felt worthy, but each held their ground and faced the fire. They were faithful until the end. God forsake none of them, for finding their faith was just the beginning of their purpose. They suffered so that liberty's candle could continue to burn, so that light could continue to shine. Following the crucifixion of Jesus, the disciples scattered to teach what they had learned and to preserve the word of God. We only have fragments of history, but we know Simon the fisherman was crucified in an inverted position. Andrew was tied up and crucified on an X-shaped cross. James was beheaded on Herod's orders. John was banished to an island, and his fate still remains a mystery. Philip was crucified for preaching the gospel in Turkey. Bartholomew was skinned alive and beheaded. Thomas the Doubter was shot with arrows whilst preaching. Matthew the tax collector was burned to death. James was stoned and clubbed to death. Thaddeus, also known as Jude, was axed to death. Simon the patriot and radical was crucified for preaching the word. And Judas, who was wrought with guilt, hung himself. Whether we are rich or poor, death comes to us all. Most fear the unknown, but the commonalities of life force us to relate and communicate. We come together for common purposes, to love, to find brotherhood, to share faith. Without a common goal, nothing will prevail. Productivity increases with a unified purpose. A sinful man is full of division. He places pride before purpose. He sees only his own reflection in everything. He shares not. He is as one who withholds wood from the fire, when yet the warmth is not his to withhold or keep. For give not, and you will die from the cold within. Everybody stands on the edge of something. Those around you may hold you back, and not without their reasons, but faith is a leap. Just as moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Knowledge truly knows no borders. One who does not agree with you may teach you much about the world and still be wrong. Answer this. Who is without challenge? Isaiah preached naked for 3 years. Hosea was instructed by God to marry a prostitute. Noah spent 100 years building a boat in a land devoid of rain. Abraham left everything behind and walked forth with no plan. To the faithful few are the just rewards. To those who keep their promises is much given, and to those who are unfaithful in their words is much taken. So keep your promises at all times. There is no salvation to those who turn away. To know requires that at times you must know not, but that you stand anyway. Jesus was a fleshly representation of God. Christ was an earthly foundation. God, therefore, is known to Christians through the Word, and through the Word, Christians are known to God. Good society is founded on the natural laws and principles of God. To follow God's laws is the antidote to an unschooled, untaught, and uneducated society. It brings enlightenment. The deepest human constitution requires a belief in the seemingly impossible. There can be no liberty without respect for God. You can't have freedom without a covenant. The mind of a genius still requires a heart and soul with faith to function well. True faith is the worship of God and not just rituals and systematic behavior. Important matters are the source of a higher purpose that is both to be called and be explained. Seek to plant seeds and tend them well. Sow where you must. Work the earth to make it fertile. Plant at the right depth. For the seeds that fall on stony places will have no roots. The seed without light and water and love will wither away. Who hath prepared well, to him shall be given. And to he who hath prepared not, then from him shall be taken. The seeker must first learn to see. For there are many seeing that see not, and there are many hearing that hear not. When the seeing do not see and the hearing do not hear, life is misunderstood. Those, then, therein are ripe to be harvested by the devil. A man of many sorrows has oftentimes hidden the truth from himself. Let us understand and be converted. The shallow shall be hollow. There is only deceit in the riches poured by man on man. Life lies not in the form, but in the spirit. The scribe is but a man. The temple is but stones. There is no real spiritual power in the tapestry of religion. It is all pomp and circumstance. Where is the king? Then there is the court. flow with life, the works of God must flow through you. When the arc shifts, then you must shift with it. There are times to weather the storms and times to set sail. Blessed are those who see clearly and listen well, who feel the winds of change, who are informed through their prayers. The most important harvest is that of truthful words. Those who don't sow then shall not reap. Give love to those around you. Associate with freedom. Learn well and you shall earn well. Understand that you interpret with your mind, but you receive with your heart. The truth is many things and all things good. It is comfort, it is motivation, and it is peace. But not everybody loves the truth. Ignorance is a choice. There are many willing to be ill-informed. There are many whose silence speaks volumes. There are many boxes of conformity and deception. There is the religious box, for there are many who accept nothing that is outside of the sphere of their comprehension and refuse to acknowledge that the devil may be at the heart of most theologies. The political box. There are many that are slaves to a party system. This deadness is a persuasion that stems from confusing wrong with right and the moral with the ethical. The social box. This revolves around the false friendships of fun and the circle or the crowd. There is only groupthink and no respect for the individual mindset. The financial box. Here, all is judged related to a value of currency and personal benefit. This is the sound of coins and the voice of rewards that ignore the value of the intangible. And the pleasure box. This is a life of a frivolous nature, one whose depth is non-existent. It is about good times only, smooth without rough. Many drugs and pharmaceuticals. Who people are is what they believe. When people defect from the truth, we must be grateful for this sign. Everything is direction. God is your director, or else the devil writes your script. Pains must be endured to the end, or until the next coming. Whatsoever is first. All is in the seeking. All comes down to those who see and those who don't. Beware of the unseen and hidden. The complexities of the systems that we build make us dependent on things we don't understand. There is much that the occult wishes to suppress. The faith of fathers is often not the faith of the children. Strength requires a grounding, a root that holds firmly into the soil. There can be no fruit without the root. There can be nothing without fixed principles. There will be no resolution of will. A profession without principles has no perseverance. It cannot last. It will be quickly uprooted. Those without roots will have a weak constitution and are soon offended. They are easily moved. Those who seek fault then choke the words of wisdom. God is your source of sustenance and wisdom. God meets the needs of the worthy and needy in a way that is not always obvious. Sometimes through sacrifice. Sometimes he takes the long way around. All that is necessary he will do. For sure God never leaves alone or abandons those who believe. God lives beyond human solutions. Verily, I say verify, and you must trust. Convictions will put you on the side of God. There is a great prosperity in righteousness, and you are called to always take a stand for what is right and not for what is convenient. Do your duty. Let God be God. Be wise, for snakes carry venom, and the devil seeks to harm those who do good. Belief will cost you if you are not willing to do the right thing. If you are not open to the truth. If you do not see what is to come. Beware of men who will deliver you to their councils and courts. Remember that he who does not carry his own cross may not be worthy, just as he that denies his faith is not worthy until he is forgiven. Ye of little faith will lose much, and ye of much faith shall lose nothing. This is courage. The truth pricks your conscience. Faith is greater than fear in the end. The present exists to prepare for the future. The Christian life is about serving Christ and resisting the Antichrist. The pastor's job is to prepare his congregation for this. Ready or not, the tribulations will come. So be ready for tomorrow. Let God guide you to the truth. Let the light in. And give love a chance. We pray, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.